I want to speak a few words about Russia. How many of you have been there? Raise your hand. Ooh, many more than I might have supposed. Thank you, may put them down. As you may know, Russia is the world's largest country, 17 million square miles stretching across 11 time zones, from the Baltic Sea to the Pacific Ocean. A country with a 99% literacy rate, a massive nuclear arsenal, hard to forget about that. A population falling by 500,000 people per year, and a declining life expectancy. Guess, take a moment to guess what the average life expectancy of a Russian man is. 57. I'm deadly serious. And of course, Russia is a country with a history of tragedy and struggle. According to Operation World, the Christian Church in Russia has suffered the most severe and sustained persecution of any nation in recent history. What do I mean by that? According to one report by the Russian government, Lenin, Stalin, and Khrushchev obliterated 41,000 of the 48,000 churches that existed before 1917. In the process, they murdered hundreds of thousands of priests and pastors, some by actual crucifixion, and others by tortures that the Russian government's own report describes as bestial. Christians and their children suffered systematic discrimination at the hands of the atheistic state, and millions of believers were executed, deported, sent into exile, or subjected to so-called psychiatric treatment. And yet, in spite of everything, the body of Christ survived the Soviet nightmare. And today the gospel is proclaimed in Russia, and we praise God for this. Every day. How many of you remember the news, like I do? When first the Iron Curtain came crashing down in 1989, and then the Soviet Union was dissolved in 1991, I had been a cult researcher, for more than a decade, and I remember sitting at my desk at the Christian Research Institute when a phone call came in, and it was from a representative of Billy Graham. And he made it very, very clear to me that Dr. Graham was most interested in seeing a serious work established to respond to the cults that were overrunning the country. I knew right away, and I'm not saying I possess some special power of perception, but I knew right away that as the Iron Curtain came down, the Soviet Union ended, that not only would the gospel be preached openly for the first time in generations, but that every kind of cult imaginable was about to come flooding through the same gates. And they did. By the grace of God, in winter of 1993, I and two other Christian leaders traveled to St. Petersburg to explore the possibility of establishing an evangelical research and resource ministry to answer this growing challenge of the cults in the Russian-speaking world. After consultations with local Christian leaders and much prayer, the first Center for Apologetics Research was established later that same year as an 18-month project. The center was to be an indigenous work, staffed by nationals, to serve the whole church regardless of denomination, to monitor and respond to the cults, to generate resources in Russian and other national languages, to warn and train pastors and other Christian workers, so the body of Christ would have the means to respond effectively to the many deceivers who were running rampant, and I mean rampant, I mean untrammeled, across the land. And now, nearly 20 years later, this bold experiment, this answer to prayer, this labor of love, is still the only ministry of its kind in the former Soviet Union. an instrument of God that has equipped countless Christians for discernment, the defense of the faith, and evangelizing the cults. You know, show and tell, I can't resist. CIFAR in Russia has been a trailblazer in almost every medium when it comes to apologetics. Pamphlets, books, all the way from tracts that you can hand to the cultists at your door, to serious works like Ron Rhodes' Reasoning from the Scriptures with Jehovah's Witnesses, or Rob Bowman's The Word Faith Controversy. Not only that, not only the publications, but internet, video, radio, and one of the longest-running Christian periodicals in modern times in Russia, all by the grace of God. And I have been privileged to see this unfold. Christians all over the Russian-speaking world have come to rely on CIFAR to answer their questions. And God has graciously made this ministry, thanks to the men you will meet tonight and others. He's made this ministry a model of how to respond to the cults with conviction, compassion, and courage, of how to speak the truth in love. A surprising number of Christian ministries have come and gone in the last 20 years. You have no idea how many seminaries and Bible schools stand virtually empty at this time. I was shocked when I saw this for myself. You don't know how many Western groups that came roaring in to Russia and its neighboring countries for their Kodak moment have simply vanished since then. And yet, by God's mercy, the center continues to stand as a beacon of truth. And we give all glory and honor to Jesus Christ for this. And I believe that its most powerful and fruitful days of ministry lie ahead.